80 and mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL. I'm Maria Chaleo sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. Sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and 72 degrees. KSL's top story. Salt Lake City leaders are looking at options to bridge the east-west divide, at least when it comes to how you get from point A to point B. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce explains.
Stand somewhere like Third West at the Delta Center in Salt Lake City, and it's pretty hard not to immediately see the problem. There are only so many ways to get from the east side of I-15 to the west side of I-15. City Transportation Director John Larson says it's a problem that's existed for decades, but it's past time to fix it, with more than a third of the city's residents living west of I-15.
The city's new pedestrian bridge at 300 North was one piece of the puzzle. So is the viaduct under construction on 4th West. They also considered buying up all the rail lines, but that option would come with a $6 billion price tag. UDOT is looking to build another new I-15 interchange in Davis County and beef up an existing one in Weber County.
UDOT is planning to build a new interchange at 1800 North and Sunset, right between the 650 North and 5600 South exits, both of which spokesperson Mitch Shaw tells me will directly benefit from the project.
We expect there to be a reduction in congestion at those interchanges.
Hill Air Force Base will also be adding a new gate there, and UDOT will widen 1800 North down to 2000 West. Construction is set to begin either in the spring or summer of next year. The department also wants to turn 24th Street in Ogden into a full interchange where northbound and southbound drivers can both get on and off the freeway. That project, though, is still under public comment until May 3rd. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Heber City officials have shut off water for residents from Main Street to 4th East and south of Center Street after a water main break this afternoon. Police say the water is expected to be turned off for 5 hours or more while crews locate and fix the problem. Construction is underway in downtown Salt Lake to convert office space into luxury apartments. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott is live with details. Claire?
The 59-year-old skyscraper at 136 East South Temple was once called the University Club Tower, but will now be known as Serif. Hines Development is taking the abandoned office space and turning it into a luxury living space. These new apartments will be rentals. The developer says they hope to have the building finished and ready for applications by fall of next year.
Hines Development says there will be 217 apartments available when they are done updating the tower. Utah has one of the highest rates of house flipping in the nation, despite it being not very profitable at all in the state. Flippers in Utah saw an average return on investment of less than 5% last year, below the national average of 27%. But last year, Utah flipped houses at the 10th highest rate in the country. KSL's top national stories. A $93 billion foreign aid package is in the hands of the Senate this afternoon. If it's passed, funding will be sent to Ukrainian forces fighting Russia, as well as Israel and Indo-Pacific regions like Taiwan. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill will tell our allies that we stand with them.
The Senate sends a unified message to the entire world. America will always defend democracy in its hour of need.
Utah Senator Mike Lee is leading a charge to shoot down the package. He says if the package is approved, Republicans will lose leverage to force a new border deal with the Biden administration. We'll be talking more about the senator's efforts to bring down this bill with KSL at Night co-host Leah Murray in just a few minutes. Utah Jews are observing Passover today, and while the observance is the same, it also feels different to Executive Director of the United Jewish Federation of Utah, Alex Shapiro.
This year, the feeling is, how can we really be free when we're not all free? We think about the more than 100 hostages that are still being held in Gaza.
Passover commemorates the exodus of the Hebrew people from Egypt. Summer vacation planning is here, and wallets are hurting. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla explains.
1 in 3 Americans are going into debt for their perfect summer vacation, and most of it will be put on credit cards. Millennials and Gen Z are the most likely and willing to go into debt, according to a survey from Bankrate. And of course, those making more than 6 figures a year are more likely to have a vacation planned. The Americans not planning a vacation say the biggest reason is that they just can't afford it and aren't planning to spend money they don't have.
Some of the vacationers using credit cards are actually doing it on purpose to get some kind of rewards. They plan to pay the card off in full later. KSL News Time 435. What's happening, Lurkey?
We do have a new accident. It's in Sandy. It's been causing the delays on northbound I-15. It's after 106 South, now out of traffic to the left shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, Jeff tells us how nostalgic